This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's good to have you back. We head to Boulder in Colorado once again to touch base with Sam Long. I'm Brad Brown. Sam, welcome back. Nice to chat.
Yeah, good to be back again.
Sam, let's talk nutrition. It's something we haven't really spoken about too much in our previous chats. From your perspective, I mean, how high would you rate your nutrition? Is it something you really focus on, or is it something that could do with a lot of improvement?
Well, I'd almost say it's both. It's something I try to really focus on, but at the same time, it's something that I see a lot of improvement in. For me, nutrition, I really see as probably one of my hardest challenges in this sport.
What are you struggling with now about your nutrition? What is it that you're trying to wrap your head around?
Well, for me, it's just like I love to eat. I mean, I'll steal this from Andy Potts. He always says, I'm like a fat guy. I love to eat so much. I'm just like that, you know? I mean, if I didn't have to train, if I wasn't an athlete, I mean, I feel like I would always be eating. And so for me, it's kind of always just trying to learn how to eat healthy foods, not learn, I guess, but it's just like actually getting it done. I know how to eat healthy foods. I know what healthy foods are, but it's just, kind of putting the effort in to cook them and to do that stuff, which I think can be hard and kind of just resisting temptation.
What is your biggest downfall when it comes to food? What can you not say no to?
Oh, I like ice cream quite a bit.
Let's talk about you say you know what you need to do, but it's the preparation and the planning. That's quite important. I mean, you mentioned diligence in our first chat, and if you're going to eat well and eat healthy most of the time, you have to be diligent and you've got to really plan it properly, don't you?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You got to plan it properly. And so for me, and this is something I just started doing, like a month or 2 months ago, which has been working really well, is following through with that diligence is every week. And this goes back to time management. It all comes down to time management. If you have poor time management, guess what? You're going to eat like crap. Just because guess what? You didn't make time to eat well. So what are you going to grab? You're going to grab the chips from the pantry. And so what I've been starting to do is like every week I make it's like 10 chicken breasts. I make 10 organic chicken breasts and I make a whole bunch of rice. And so that's pretty much my lunches most days of the week. It's my snack or it's my lunch or it's my meal whenever I don't have time to do something. It's chicken and rice. Boom. Healthy right there. And then I'm great about breakfast. I'm always great. I always either have, like eggs and toast, or I have, non-fat, Greek yogurt with, fresh fruit. So that's always my breakfast. And then dinner is pretty good. I'm always having fresh vegetables, a whole bunch of fresh vegetables at dinner. But for me, it's just figuring out that lunch and that time when I'm in the hurry and when you're rushing, that's when it gets hard. And then also for me, just kind of like figuring out snacks. And so what I've also been doing recently is I just like cut up a whole bunch of red peppers every week. And then I'm a huge fan of hummus. So that way, like, that's a great healthy snack. So that you can just grab right out of the fridge. You're so starving that you're going to eat anything. Boom, grab the peppers, grab the hummus. That's a nice little snack there, as well as like an avocado just with some crackers.
Sounds brilliant. And funnily enough, that's something I do as well with the chicken breasts. And if you're going to cook one, you might as well cook 10 and whack them in the refrigerator and you sorted. So let's talk about how you approach an Ironman from a nutrition perspective. What's your sort of nutrition strategy going into a big race?
Yeah, so my nutrition strategy going into a big race, and this is almost when it gets easy. I think like 2 weeks before an Ironman, it's so easy to eat healthy, like, because you're like, wow, I've put like probably thousands of hours into training for this. Like, I'm not about to mess it up by like going and eating fast food, you know. So it's so – you have so much discipline in those weeks leading up to an Ironman that I've almost never had a problem leading up into it. But the big problem is kind of like, how much weight do you want to, you know, do you want to gain some weight going into an Ironman, or do you not want to gain some weight? And everyone's kind of at a different place with that, because they've actually done a lot of studies. You know, you got to get your glycogen stored up. And so it's healthy for most people to gain some weight, and especially since your training's dropping. So that's where it gets kind of hard is like, you know, I always just kind of like to maintain my weight or maybe gain like a pound or two in those weeks, which means like I have to reduce how much I eat, which just kind of means being conscious about it. I don't change anything. All I'll change will just try and eat slightly smaller portions then actually, as opposed to the what I like to call the myth of carbo loading, because yep. it's not really true. You don't need to do that. And so, yeah, just kind of smaller portions, the same stuff I'll eat every week. So I'll still make all that chicken and rice. That's what I'll do for my next one, you know. I'm still going to eat eggs every day, eggs or yogurt every day for breakfast, and I'm going to have the same dinners every day for breakfast. And the only thing I'll change is if it's going to be hot, I'm going to put some more salt on my foods, and I'm going to, you know, maybe take some salt tabs a few days, you know, like one per night, a few days leading up to the race. But I'll do that anyways. If it gets like, if it's going to be like 95 degrees training, I'll take more salt in anyway. So nothing really changes.
Let's talk about race day itself and how you approach that from a nutrition perspective.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great question. Every single Ironman I have done, my nutrition has been different. Just because I'm still learning what my body needs. I'm still learning what I react to. The first one I did, I said, all I need is like, well, the first one I did, I was like eating like chia seeds and granola bars. It was like, you know, I pretty much had no idea. I didn't take any salt in like besides what was in the Gatorade on course, which was not enough. So I bonked hard on the run. Then my second one kind of, you know, it got a little better. And my second one, which was Coeur d'Alene and Kona, were pretty similar. I was still taking in some solid food, salt tabs. But for me, the biggest thing, which I'm going to change in this next one, was I was taking that Gatorade in on the course. And I know a lot of people feel the same way about that Gatorade. It just sucks. Like, you know, I didn't put anything in special needs. And so... like it was strange because this year I really tested like, and I used to do Gatorade in halves too. And I've realized like every single time I drink that Gatorade, I get a stomach cramp within 5 minutes. And so I really had to cut that out. And, you know, I'm a big fan of like Carbo Pro and Scratch Labs. You know, there's a lot of great products out there, and I think just kind of experimenting. And so, you know, the next Ironman I go into, it's not going to look anything like what I've done in the past, which is why I haven't talked too much about what I did. I'll definitely leave special needs. You know, you takes what 20 seconds to get it. You're going to certainly save that much time by having what you're used to and what you need. And so, yeah, I think it comes down to experimentation, as with anything, like smart experimentation, and hopefully everyone out there can be better than me. Like, I've messed up my nutrition in almost every Ironman I've done just because it's hard to get it right.
Yeah, it is tough. As far as recovery goes, is there anything special you do nutrition-wise for recovery?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of protein shakes or, you know, smoothies with a little whey protein. Yeah, I mean, post workout nutrition for recovery is pretty straightforward. You want to eat protein and carbohydrates within 30 minutes. Real food is great. If you're on the rush, protein powder is great. I'm great about that. I always love to eat 30 minutes after, and I think that's the best thing you can do as far as making your nutrition for the whole day healthy too, because if you're like, I'm trying to lose some weight, I'm a little over my race weight, and so let's say you go out and you do one of those long rides I was talking about, which I can't imagine anyone want to eat after a long ride like that, but there's people out there who don't, that, you know, you ride 5 hours and you say, I'm trying to lose weight, it's 3 right now, I'll just wait until 5:30 to have dinner. That's the worst idea you can do. If I get back at 3, I'll probably eat 500 calories at least right then. And it will curb my hunger later. I found if for whatever reason I can't get that food in then later I'm just eating like till the moment I go to bed. So yeah, just got to get those calories and that protein and carbohydrates in post any hard workout always.
Absolutely.
There's never exception to that. The only time you don't need it is, say, if you go and do like an easy half hour swim. You don't need to eat anything after that, or an easy half hour run. You don't need anything.
Well, Sam, I think that's brilliant advice. Thank you so much for that. Best of luck for Ironman Arizona. We look forward to seeing how you go there. And we look forward to following your progress. Best of luck.
Yep. Thank you so much. Good talking with you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.